Hi, this is Mike. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mike.
We're in our last quarter hour in Squawk 1200, talking still and again with the Flying Musicians Association and its co-founder, John Zapp. So, John, are flying musicians playing at AirVenture this year, and will there be opportunities to kind of meet up and hear some of the fruits of the labor?
Boy, I suspect you missed us then. Yes, last night we had a flying musicians show night. As many musicians as we could gather up played at the SOS Brothers tent. We had the stage there from 8 o'clock to midnight. And it was awesome. It was a wonderful collection of folks. The bass player was from Canada. We had a duet from Texas.
How many flying musicians are we talking about?
Well, I'd say we had probably about 12 last night.
Oh, great.
That showed up and performed. And then many more came and listened.
So, John, in our last segment, you were talking about your membership overall. If I wanted to send somebody to you and say, this is a great organization to join, how do they get acquainted with you and how do they join up?
You would say, Alexa. Flying Musicians, and we're everywhere. We of course, have a website, and we're all over social media. I think five different ones that we're constantly on, and there's several others that we touch from time to time. So basically the best way is to go to the website and sign up, or just send me an email, john@flyingmusicians.org. It's not any easier than that.
And you'll take care of them.
Definitely. Yeah. We've got shirts that that everybody loves, and we send those out, and folks wear them both in music and in aviation. It's just a wonderful thing, and yeah, we take care of our own.
I want to bring also in on the conversation John Dyer. JD, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
We had you in studio last year, and you were playing trumpet. This year, you don't have your trumpet, but you did fly in, right?
I flew in, yes, in my car.
Oh, okay. That
well, there's no overbooking in your car, is there?
That's correct. And I can carry my golf clubs that I got, you know, all sorts of things that I need to have.
So you're a participant in the Flying Musicians.
Yes, I am. I kind of consider myself a retired participant.
Uh-huh.
I try to make all of the venues of the aviation venues, and of course, the flying musicians are there. So I try to help out and participate as much as possible. It's a great opportunity, you know, to play, and in music is an international language, so. Many times, you know, we may not be able to speak the same language, but we can always play the same music. So that makes it great.
Yeah. What do you like to play?
I'm more of a contemporary progressive jazz person.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that, JD?
Oh, I'd say probably 50 plus years.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Yeah. I have actually an undergraduate degree in music education, and it was a means to an end for me. Growing up, I'm really a product of the civil rights movement, and they said all you had to do was get a college degree and you could go fly, and they didn't specify what it was in, so I went and got a degree in music. And you know, people think you have to be really mathematically superior, but as a musician I could count to four. And that's what was important. And it really made it, you know, learning to fly is an experience that as a student, you really have to trust your IP. And as a musician, we don't ask a lot of questions. If you say you push the stick forward, the houses get bigger.
Yeah.
You pull it back, they get smaller. If you keep it back too long, they get bigger again. We don't ask why. The engineer or the architectural type person would want to know why. But musicians, okay, if you say that, that's what we're going to do. So we make the best pilots.
Well, we've been having opportunities to talk with your membership and with John about the similarities in just the process of learning to fly and learning to become a musician, that there's similar thinking patterns, and it's always been fascinating to me to hear about that. You must agree.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it really is. It has some very parallels that are very similar.
Mm-hmm. So there must be a significant range of instruments that you see represented across flying musicians. Is it safe to say that if you're a musician, it doesn't really matter what you play, there's probably a place for you?
Yeah, there's actually an egg player. that we
say that again.
We have a roadie that follows us around from air show to air show. I guess he's called an air show roadie.
Uh-huh.
And he plays the egg. It's a kind of a percussion instrument. You know, it's a egg with beads in it and a plastic egg. And yeah, it's very eclectic. Very eclectic. I mean, we've got symphony players. Yeah, everything from horns to woodwinds to harps. Principal harpist for the right. Utah Symphony. It's just an amazing assortment. And the same way with aviation. We've got hang glider pilots, remote pilots now are members as well. And, you know, up to...
I flew 747s.
Yeah. So yeah, JD
all
was,
around the world. I'd sit in on layovers and play jazz.
That's great.
I live the dream, really.
I was going to ask you, are you still playing now?
Just with the Flying Musicians. Yeah. I was playing in church up until about this year, but... After 20 years, I decided I'd, you know, retired from that, too.
Yeah, J.D. played with us last night, and he'll be playing at some of the private parties that we'll be doing. We do private parties for the four corporations out here, aviation and music, and to raise funds for our scholarship program. So we'll be doing several of those this week, and we'll also have the jam that we've been putting on now for, I think, John Vining, our North Central ambassador, keyboard player, and also the U.S. and Canada sales rep for SD planes. He just completed his SD-1 mini sport. It's a single seat with a T-tail. It's an awesome-looking airplane. Go out and visit him and I think spot 907 in the ultralight area. And so he's going to be hosting the jam in the ultralight area next to the Red Barn on Thursday night from 6 to 9. You'll be able to hear JD on the horn and other folks will be coming. And it's just, again, it's a fun night of music, a very eclectic group. And there's a correlation that or more of a relationship that you understand as a pilot, especially in an aircraft you have multiple crew. It's crew resource management, and
sure.
What's really neat is we have some folks that are students and both music and aviation, and some who are professionals. Now, a professional pilot is the captain. The other individual is the co-pilot. So in music, it's the professional musician who is the captain. And the non-professional is also the as the co-pilot. So it's really an interesting mix there of egos, as well as experiences and skill levels. So you being a commercial pilot, understand that.
I do, but until you just mentioned this, I never really dawned on me that if you're watching a group of musicians play, there is a great deal of sort of verbal and non-verbal communication that looks like cockpit resource management, but it's directed towards organizing your music.
Right. Exactly the same.
Sure.
I had not made that connection, but that's very good.
And that's how you can get up on a stage with people that you've never really met before and play the same.
Because there's
songs.
Some standards. And,
yeah. And, you know, we have, you know, when you want to go certain places, you might give a nod or one guy stands up, you know. So you just have to be very... attentive. You have to be.
I suppose if the guy stands up, he wants to play.
Well, yeah. The guy that's playing. I mean, when we were going to various places in the music, that's what I was had
okay.
reference to. Yeah.
So one of the things that you touched on is the Thursday event. Are there others this week, or is that the one that we need to be focused on then?
In the future, yes, that's the one. Thursday night is the big one, and that has been going on. Well, we started it several years when Adam Smith used to be here. He was a big proponent, and
yeah.
I think he played the ukulele. Adam asked me to set something up, and we did some jams in the Forms building. And then when Adam left, that kind of dried up, and then we ended up down at the Ultralight Barn. And so I think that's been about 4 years or
okay.
so. And so that's the big gathering. The gathering we had last night, we're hoping that can continue because that would be a great kickoff for AirVenture for all the musicians and pilots flying in.
Yeah, that was the one that Sunday night you're talking about. Yeah.
But again, you know, the EA concert band, Elton has done a wonderful job with them, and there are many of our members in that band. So, you know, definitely get out there Wednesday night at 5
Yeah, you're
o'clock.
Speaking of Elton.
Elton. Iseli.
Right, who's the who's been the director for the EA concert band for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mispronounced his last name.
It's Iseli, right?
Iseli.
Yeah, Iseli. Elton Iseli. Got it.
Yes. Okay. And that's a Wednesday night at 5. Yeah. So many members from across the country are playing in that band. And then a lot of them will also be out at Thursday night for the jam open mic night.
Okay, great.
So JD, there's a lot on the grounds here. There's some things you specifically came here to see.
Just everything. I'm an old school. I'm an old school guy. You know, I still have round dials and gauges in my airplanes now. I have two Aerostars. I have a Smith model and also a Piper model. So
those are such beautiful airplanes.
They are. They really are. And people are really amazed. They're really a good airplane. I'll be looking for perhaps some new equipment, some GPS stuff. And since I got to do the ABS in thing, I guess I'll have to look for those instruments also.
Yeah, I think you're in good company there.
Okay. Absolutely.
So we've been talking with John Dyer, JD, who's a member of Flying Musicians and one of the organization's co-founders, John Zapp. Thanks so much for all you folks do with the supporting and encouraging young people who have these dual passions that run deep, aviation and music.
Oh, you're welcome.